Envy on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais, with me Steve Merchant.
Absolutely, yeah, hello.
That clang you heard there isn't Carl.
No.
Carl's away. It's Sturgis.
Claire Sturgis is here.
Yeah. Hello.
You'll know her from the Claire Sturgis show. But we know her from our early days on XFM, yeah. And you know, we're good friends.
It's sort of like old times, isn't it? And Carl is, had a little surprise birthday present.
What's the story with this, Claire? Because I don't know.
Well, do you know, I came in on Monday expecting to see his little smiley face, yeah, as usual, and it's always not here.
Yeah.
What do you mean? So, apparently his girlfriend had surprised him and dragged him off to the Caribbean for a week.
Wow.
No, Canary, isn't it?
Oh, Canary, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, he likes the Caribbean, he likes the crabs.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought he was bored of the Caribbean, I thought he didn't enjoy it last time.
No, he loved it, didn't he?
No, I don't think he did enjoy the crabs.
No, Tunisia he didn't like.
Right. He's been travelling, hasn't he?
I know, yeah.
He gets a bit.
He didn't like Tunisia because there's flies the size of matchboxes.
Of course.
And, and, midgets in the kitchen. No, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Midges or midgets?
Midgets, he said.
Right. It was midgets.
He wasn't saying anything bad, he said that there were lots of midgets in there.
Lots of midgets in the
kitchen. And I thought it was, he'd gone away to some sort of like theme holiday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But no, this is I think Gran Canaria, all the Canaries or whatever it's
called. How old is Carl?
30.
Is he 30? Is
30 last
three,
week, yeah? I think, yeah.
Oh, so it was actually a birthday present? Oh,
yeah.
It's
a big deal. Yeah.
Okay, I just
so,
thought,
but that's all right.
So have you got a competition that you can regale us with, Claire? Because obviously Carl provides a lot on this show.
Hold on. We could do White Van Claire.
White Van Claire?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with this? We ask you questions, topical questions, just getting your opinion really on the week's news.
Okay, yeah.
It's on the spot.
If you look forward to that.
But you know I'm a little bit, you know.
A little bit simple? That's
well,
fine.
Just a little bit, you know.
What?
I always sit on the fence.
Oh, why?
Well, don't sit on the fence.
You see, the worst thing there was she was saying I'm a little bit like, you know, liberal.
I was
going to say, you went simple.
Yeah.
You assumed.
I didn't know. I thought I'm a little bit, what, coked up? I don't know. Who knows? It's Sturgis. Anything could be possible.
But the other thing is with Carl, we didn't know how good value Carl was until we asked him sort of intelligent questions.
True enough.
Because he looks quite intelligent.
Well, this is it. I mean, the thing with you, Claire, is I don't think we've probed you enough. We don't know what, you know, your views are on a lot.
You haven't probed me enough, actually.
But we don't know what your views are, you know? This is what I'm saying. We don't know where you stand. I mean, don't sit on the fence. This is the new Claire Sturgis.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
All right. We're going to delve deep, find a personality in there, Claire.
Let's go back to the old days. How about a bit of the Smiths?
That was beautiful, Rick.
Go on.
Oh, you'll be practicing.
7 8 7. Smiths, Cemetery Gates. It's a lovely tune.
Mm.
Lovely song. There's one bit that worries me about it. It's sort of like a teacher warning. It goes, if you must contrive prose and poems, then the words you use should be your own. Don't plagiarise or take on loan. It's sort of like, what are you telling us now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sort of like
yeah,
a lot of people are going, thanks, Morris. Yeah,
yeah.
See, actually, yeah, that's not mine. That's Wordsworth. Right, I'm going to write my own.
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird, isn't it?
Queen is Dead, though, one of the great, great album
titles. It's not my favourite album. It was voted best album
but
of
the Smiths,
all time,
what I love about the Smiths, they just seem to get, like, the Smiths is
that's just a brilliant
name.
Yeah.
Don't you think it just captures everything about
them? You know. We've got a thing about bad.
Bad, yeah. Well, I was watching VH1 Classic Smooth last night. And, I love it. Absolutely. Sade always on. You can always get a love a bit of Sade. But, Foreigner were on.
Oh, yeah.
I've been waiting.
Yeah. And, well, I don't know which, I can't remember which tune it was, but, the album I noticed it came from, classy album title, Agent Provocateur.
Oh.
It makes my skin crawl.
But I also
from the album Agent Provocateur.
I imagine there's a band called Agent Provocateur, and they're from Wigan. It's a girl singer. She's 35 in a tight dress, and it's four blokes with ponytails.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Doing covers.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Here's what you may remember.
They play a wedding. They go, we're not doing a wedding again. There was people. There was cake. Being trodden in.
Kids. Children were just sliding across the parquet floor. They weren't listening to the music.
Well, we've got a gig at the Marquee coming up soon.
Yeah.
It's endless guest list, 5 quid in.
Agent Provocateur. If your band's Agent Provocateur or Agent Provocateur.
Have you ever been in a band called Agent Provocateur? Yeah.
But that's got to be one of the. Because it's not. I don't know what that title says. I don't imagine Foreigner. I've got that sense of intrigue and.
Well, one of the worst names. Right, okay. To pal. Right, it's the worst. Let's start. Worst album titles, okay? I'll kick off with To Pal. Bridge of Spies.
Bridge of Spies. Is that the one that featured China in Your Hand?
I assume so. I don't think I did too many.
Bridge of Spies?
Who did this album? Beggar on a Beach of Gold.
Beggar on a Beach of Gold. It's got the likes of Collins written all over it, but I know
it's
not
very
Collins.
Very close. Mechanics.
Mike and the Mechanics, of course.
I don't know what that means.
Good old Mike.
He's a beggar on the beach of gold. Just look around you, there's some money.
he's saying,
don't be a tramp. There's some money there, mate. I don't know what it means.
I think he means that everyone else is rich, but he's still poor.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. Yeah.
Oh, it's a bit deep for me, Steve.
Maybe you just need a little asterisk at the corner and then a little explanation at the bottom of the record cover. I'm thinking about this, I'm not quite sure what it means. Oh! He's very poor emotionally.
Chumbawamba.
Well, you know, what can I-
Uneasy listening.
Yes! I bet it was from the Chumbas. Are they still cracking on? Are they? Because they used to live in a squat.
They've done about 400 albums, them and the Levellers.
Mm. Yeah.
Who's the best? Chumbawamba or the Levellers?
So, good question. Thanks for asking that.
yeah. What's the telephone number, Claire?
It's 08700 800 1234.
Or you can email ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk. Worst album titles ever.
It's like real radio.
It's
isn't
just
it?
Like Chris Moyles.
It is, isn't it?
Exactly.
Oh.
We've got the big fat guys on the telly.
Yeah.
In here. You know. And my his kind of cheeky sidekick.
And my comedy Dave.
You're almost as funny as Moyles. Fingers crossed one day.
Right, Sturgis, you've brought in a record, haven't you? What are you going to play?
Well,
what's
no,
this one about?
Do you know what, like, a bootleg is, Ricky?
Oh, what are you talking about? Oh, I've snapped a lot of them up on white label.
Yeah, go on. Yeah, okay. Well, no, this is quite a good one that Ian Baker bought in the other day.
Sure.
It's a bit of Dre, a bit of Snoop Dogg, mixed in with Crowded House. I thought you'd love it.
Hold on. The juxtaposition there is exciting in itself.
That's true enough. Play it.
The weather episode, at Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, Crowded House, I love that.
Enjoyable.
That works for me, Steve.
Yeah,
what do you think?
No, it was nice.
Well, she started off alright. Should we give her one more go?
I think a round of applause for Claire.
Yeah, that's brilliant. No, that's excellent, that. I love that.
Rick, the phone, oh, it's just gone. No, I tell you, the phone board had lit up there,
really.
There was a call buzzing through on line one.
A call came through
on line one,
yeah.
And Sturgis missed it. Kyle would never have missed that. He knows how valuable they are.
I'm sorry.
That was probably someone with an amusing album title.
No, I did get one, Steve. I think it's one. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, go on.
Okay. It is from Al, who says that, what about this? H to H-E, who am the only one.
Sorry, H
to H-E.
H-E.
Who am the only one.
I don't know what it means.
No. Van de Graaff generator.
Oh, wow, no wonder. That's the thing that you, one of those things at the museum that you wind up and you touch and it makes your hair stand on end.
Yeah.
That's the scientific thing, isn't it?
Sure.
I've given up, Steve.
Yeah, no,
do you know, that didn't really make me laugh either.
I'll be honest, I'm thinking that the whole kind of amusing album titles thing we should abandon.
I thought that, as I said it.
Be honest with you, I thought it was easier than this. I mean, Chris Moyles makes it work, that kind of crazy comedy radio magic. But obviously, and I don't think our listeners are into that stuff.
Okay.
I just don't think they can be bothered to get to the phone. I don't think a lot of them are able. I think a lot of them are, you know,
Do you remember when we spent about 3 hours trying to get to the Chris Moyles show?
Vaguely, yeah. What was
he was doing this competition, and it was song titles with golf, about golf, like, so we go like drive the cars and that, and I was getting so excited I wanted to phone up and go Duran golfy golf and I just thought it must have cost me about 30 quid to ruin Chris Miles' competition.
Yeah.
And that was a long time ago.
Yeah, those were the days when we realised, you know, he was a great talent and one to watch.
Yeah.
Before we'd enjoyed his new TV show.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Let's not.
No, that's cheap. It's cheap. Yeah. Anyway, what should we talk about now then? Because that all went well. No, I mean, that's 20 minutes. That's 20 minutes done.
Fantastic.
And we've nailed amusing album titles. We've done that. That's fine. So we need a new gimmick now.
I'll tell you what. You know when you take an umbrella out, you leave the house, you've got an umbrella, and it's a really sunny day.
Yeah.
And then you come out and you go,
I wish I hadn't bothered with that because it's in the way.
But then, right, imagine when you go out, right,
it's raining.
No.
No.
You go out without an umbrella.
Okay.
And then it rains.
Oh,
what's going on there?
Oh,
isn't
no.
Isn't that weird, isn't it?
We've all been there.
If you've got, like, funny, weird observations of things that happen, like that.
Yeah, stuff like that about umbrellas or any kind of sort of accessory or hat.
Give the number out again, Claire. This is going to be brilliant.
This is going to be great.
0800 800 1234. Just comedy observations. Yeah, stuff you thought of. Wacky stuff you've thought of. Just tell us what stuff you've come up with. Get the Sony people on the phone. This is dynamite.
Suede. Positivity.
Absolutely.
They could always do a good chorus, couldn't they?
They could indeed.
I think we could play Pink. Is that really way out? You're saying that it'd be wrong?
You can't play Pink.
I like that new one.
Yeah, but whether or not it's in the building.
You know that's written by? Do you know who that's written by?
I'm trying to call the nurse, but she's being a little bitch.
This is a little bit interesting. You know, let's get the party started. I'm coming up.
Yeah.
You know who that's written by?
Well, the way you say it sounds a bit like, is it? Is it Radiohead?
Tom York, you're thinking? No.
No.
Let's get the party started.
I'm coming up.
Careful, I'm coming up. Let's get a party started.
Another one more guess. Is it Johnny Rotten?
It's not Johnny Rotten, but this is the truth. It's written by that woman with the goggles and the big hat that used to be in Four Non Blondes.
Is it?
It's written by her.
Oh, you're not looking. You're not thinking of Snork, are you?
No, no, no,
Banana
no.
Splits.
No, I oft got the two confused.
Yeah.
But, no.
Sorry, goggle and the big hat.
She had a big hat, didn't she? And a pair of goggles
exactly
and kind of
mean.
Sort of
what
a
you
sort
mean
of jippo look about her.
What do you mean goggles? You can't say jippo. What do you mean goggles?
what's the correct word to say?
Gypsy. Jippo is yeah, it's a terrible derogatory term. It's like
well, she looked like some kind of scrounger, and she sort of had like matted dreadlocks, and
selling clothes pegs.
Yeah.
Listen,
Lucky Heather.
Yeah,
she had a big leather hat.
Remember when you got stuck with Lucky Heather and you didn't buy it?
Talk about
when
it.
You had some bad luck.
I had some bad luck about 10 minutes later.
Yeah,
so I always stop and buy some now.
Yeah,
I've got shed loads of it at home. Because I don't know when you've got to throw it away. They don't tell you how long you've got to keep it for the good luck.
6th of January.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, keeping it after that's bad luck. Yeah. I'm getting confused again, aren't I?
No, what it was.
I don't know which myth to believe in.
Right, stop it. Let's go back to I've got a party started.
So when are you coming up?
Yeah. That is, as
so
I say,
Flegal. She's
is that what her name?
No, that's one of the Banana Splits.
Now you've confused me.
Flegal's the one with the big teeth and right. the goggles.
Right.
Snork is the one with basically. To be honest, I think it's an elephant.
Okay.
I think they've pretended they've made up an animal.
There's so many people listening who don't know who the Banana Splits are.
The Banana Splits.
The Banana Splits.
Right. Listen, yes, they know the Banana Splits are, and even people under 20 know that. Right. Snork, Flegal, Drooper. Who was the other one?
If you can remember the name of
what's the number? Because I actually want to know this. This is what radio's for. When I can't think of something, they tell me.
Yeah. So
it's 08700-800-1234.
Drooper and Snork.
I've no idea.
God.
I've no idea.
Flegal, Drooper and Snork. Da-da, Drooper and Snork, Flegal. Bingo!
Nice, well done. Don't bother calling.
No, sorry.
That particular tragedy or that has been avoided.
Bingo. I don't know what bingo looks like. Yeah. There was one
anyway.
There was one that had sewn up eyes. Drooper, I think. Sorry, go on.
No, anyway. My point was this.
Pink.
Oh, I can't be bothered.
No, really?
I can't be bothered.
I think we can play that new one by Pink.
You cannot play Pink.
Why? Because it's too poppy.
They just won't allow Pink on XFM.
They what?
They will not allow Pink on XFM.
They what?
Wait a minute, that's Red Rag to a Bull.
I've always been a rebel.
Someone's telling you that you can do something. That's crazy. Right, let's also get the new Justin Timberlake single.
Well,
the thing is, Ricky, you're gonna have to nip down and have a word with Foxy, because we haven't got it up here.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he'll love it.
Can't you call someone at Capital Radio?
Well, you know,
can we call one? No, what's that one by Busted? That's what I go to school for.
What about Abs?
That's Dynamite. Abs, the new one from Abs, Dynamite.
Yeah. Well, play a record and we'll discuss this Pink thing.
Would you want a bit of Cat?
Oh, yeah. Cat Stevens.
Yeah?
Yeah, Cat's Bullet 4. This is Sittings. Lovely. Piano and everything, isn't it?
Oh, this was the tune we were originally going to use as the theme music for TV's The Office. That starts again on Monday, I think.
Just play it.
Cat Stevens and Sitting. I couldn't find Pink, Rick, but I've got the S Club Juniors. What do you think?
Pink is all right.
Magic carpet,
just because it hasn't got the credibility of, like, new punk and new metal, it's a good tune.
Uh-huh.
It's all right. We've never been snobby. We've never worried about credibility, have we?
Hearsay? They're all down there. I'm going to get them.
I'll tell you what, if you're going to do that, I'm just going to play adverts from now on. Can we play some adverts? Supergrass, Grace on XFM 104.9. I've been forgetting to say that.
Yes.
It's all gone to pot,
mm-hmm,
isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm Ricky Gervais with me, Steve Merchant.
Hello there.
Little Carl's not here. Claire Sturgis is here.
Absolutely. Hello.
Yeah.
Cracking. Yeah.
Now, I think we can play Pink, you know.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to be responsible for it.
No?
I mean, I don't have a problem particularly with the lady. You know, she's made a good effort. With it, and I think, but apparently it's either number one or it's likely to be number one this week. So
it's not that rebellious. Me
it's
playing
not
this,
particularly
it?
Rebellious.
No,
but I don't know. I mean, what worries me is that whether the audience will turn against you, and that you'll lose all musical credibility.
Have I got any?
No.
Oh, did I have any?
Very little.
Really?
I, had an email just now, and I think maybe this answers why we didn't get very many calls about the, give us a crazy band name or an album title.
Think about the number?
They, no, they think maybe they're all at the march, the big march. Which I makes a lot of sense, because I would imagine a lot of the sort of losers that listen to our show.
What's the march?
Probably
about?
Also agree that, they should go and protest about a war.
Oh, it's the anti-war march.
Protest against a war.
Well, I don't really know the ins and outs of this whole thing, really. I mean, it sounds like it's a long way away.
I suppose it's a long way. Yeah. They were asked if they wanted a war, and they said no. Is that so bad, Steve? Yeah.
I mean, good luck to them. I don't think he's going to have much effect, to be honest.
You don't think?
No, I don't really believe in all that. I don't think he's worried in the slightest. A couple of sort of dropouts and some sort of junkies are in the streets, you know.
Well, you say that, but what's their names? Specials, Free Nelson Mandela. 8 years later, he was out.
That's true enough.
So
that's absolutely. I forgot about that.
I think they were. Yeah.
Well, and Live Aid sorted out world hunger.
Yeah, that was done.
So that was. But I see the difference there is
Ebony and Ivory, no more racism now.
But musicians.
That was done.
Rick, you see musicians were involved there.
Yeah.
I don't think any musicians are involved this time. I think David Albarn's there.
They've probably taken their bongos and their didgeridoos.
The tablas.
You can see they're walking down now, loads of ponchos.
Yeah.
You were gonna wear a poncho once because you thought it'd make you more of a hit with the ladies, weren't you?
Oh, but they're so now, ponchos. They are, in Topshop,
really?
They are so now.
So you'd have been ahead of your time.
Yeah. As ever.
You see, I think if you wait a couple of years, those clogs will be in.
Exactly. This is what I'm hoping. What about this pipe? I like to think that they're gonna- the pipe is definitely on the way back at some point. As a lady, what do you think of a man who smokes a pipe?
I think it's lovely.
Do you think it's quite sexy?
Very sexy, yeah.
Because I think it's quite
I wouldn't want to snog
it. It takes your breath away- what?
Because I've given up smoking, Steve.
Yeah, it takes-
Well, I won't be giving you a blowback. I don't know what that phrase is, Rick. I gambled with that phrase. I don't know if a blowback- I don't- that could be obscene. I've got no idea what a blowback is.
No, I think it is very, very sexy in a sort of a Val Dunican kind of way.
He never smoked a pipe.
Not
did
right,
he not?
No, he smoked a goat.
Right.
Well, he sang about smoking a goat.
But
about Paddy McGuinness goat, it blew
you know,
up.
If you look at pictures of the great sort of thinkers of our time, and, you know, maybe at college or university in the sort of 1930s, you got those great, you know, the great thing of people who became the great artists of our century, and you see pictures of them in Oxbridge when they're in 19, they're all smoking pipes in tweed suits.
Yeah.
No young people now are smoking pipes. I fear that it's going to be dead in like 15 years. I don't think anyone's going to be smoking pipes.
But I think, again, you are
I feel like
way
maybe it's me with a certain
time.
Profile.
Yeah.
Maybe I've got to try and bring it back.
Bring it back. I think so.
And then we could be seeing kids in Topshop on a Saturday.
And let's not forget sniffing snuff.
Some snuff.
My nan used to sit there with two brown stains just dribbling from her nose.
Lovely.
And that bit of snuff and some gin.
Well, this is it, because my friend always said if he won millions of pounds, he'd spend it all trying to bring back as a fashion accessory the cape. Because I think
see,
the cape.
Because like
you can make such an entrance with the cape.
And a cane.
You? A cape and a cane, yeah, and a top hat. I wish people had to wear hats now.
I carry it off because of my shape and size. I look like Bertie Bassett. Whereas you'd look like Basil Rathbone.
I'd look pretty good at all sort of
you'd
Christopher
a
Lee.
Yeah.
Wow. You
would. Because I'd sweep into a room, you know,
I know. See, I think you'd look like, don't get this wrong, don't take this wrong, like we're mates. I think you'd look like a freak with a cape on.
Okay.
So.
Alright, well.
And at which point would you take it one step further and add the deerstalker, you know, and go the whole Sherlock Holmes
route? Yeah, I'd have the cape, the pipe, the deerstalker, and I'd solve crimes.
It'd be great. It'd look like,
You could be my fat companion.
I could be, what, sort of like get padding and stuff. Yeah, no, I'd like that.
I'd like to solve more crimes, if I'm being truthful.
I would love to solve crimes.
Just solve one crime would be great.
I wouldn't matter if I solved it. If the police came to me and said you did it, I'd just look at the first block, go in.
Yeah.
Just get it off the streets, you know what I mean? Just like, tick, done that.
Sure. Yeah. But I just feel there'd be something, because you know like in TV shows, it always used to be, you know, they were a doctor who also solved crimes, they were a plumber, they solved crimes.
Quincy,
you know,
Well,
you know, a couple of sort of BAFTA winning writers.
What did Heart to Heart
also solve crimes? That's good.
That'd be good.
That'd be great.
What did Heart to Heart do? They were just millionaires.
They were just a millionaire couple who would invariably
Murder She Wrote, every week Heart to Heart.
Murder She Wrote. She wrote it and she solved it.
She always sold it.
It's brilliant. Murder She Did wouldn't have been such a good sort of
no. But this is what you don't seem to get that anymore, you know, people who do one job for a living, you know. DJ who also solves crimes. The DJ who solved crime, that was Shoestring.
Was he a DJ?
Yeah.
He was a private ear, wasn't he? He was a private ear on the radio.
Was that the thing they did?
Not private eye, private ear.
Is that what they said?
Yeah.
And how did he solve it? He worked out clues for call-ins and stuff.
Yeah. No, he used to leave the building. He didn't just sit there and play records and then try and guess.
That's so, great!
Give us a call on the usual number if you've got any idea who murdered.
Now it's snitch hour. Got a letter here. Who reckons she knows?
I know a lot of my friends are big fans of Midnight Caller. Do you remember Midnight Caller? Was he a DJ who solved crimes?
Yeah, it was one of those late night things in America, wasn't it?
But was he a DJ? He solved crimes, didn't he?
I don't know if he'd solved crimes or just solved-
If you've ever solved a crime, email us.
Puzzles. He had one of those Puzzler books. Weren't you on the front cover of Puzzler once? One of those things you get. Weren't you?
Puzzler.
Were you?
Was I?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, it was your other friend who was a DJ,
yeah. Puzzler magazine.
That's it, yeah.
So was Puzzler a rude thing?
No, it's one of those things that you
those puzzle books you can buy in
Oh, actually, it's a puzzler.
You do
oh,
for coach journeys. And they just put people's pictures on without permission.
Yeah.
I don't know, people are just like, well, I didn't give permission. They just find like celebrities and they just get their picture and they stick them on the front.
Well, they would have used me then, would they?
Well, I forgot. I didn't. Hey, Pink.
Should we play Pink?
Yeah.
Oh man.
I don't live by the rules.
Be on your head. Here we go.
That was the Strokes and kids are mental.
Yeah. No, you're all right.
No, shut up.
No, the thing is, I think if we'd introduced that as just, and we didn't mention who it was, and we just said this is the new one from one of those trendy new bands, you know, the Boomtown Rats. I'm sure these listeners would have happily accepted it. Yeah. As it was, they knew it was Pink, and the phone lines have gone crazy. We had upwards of two calls. I'll tell you this, we had between two and four calls. And they've not enjoyed it.
Why do we do this show? We don't need to do this show.
Because you love us.
We could be on Radio 1.
Oh, man,
we could be on Radio 2, probably. Yeah. I don't know. Virgin, I think, called once. Yeah.
Someone just emailed, they just said, Pink sounds like Run for the Sun by Bucks Fizz. I can see what they're thinking. I can see what they're thinking.
What do they want then?
Well, yes.
Okay, what's the phone number again?
You know what people like? I never understand who phones a radio, who tries, it took us like 2 hours to fail to get through to Chris Moyles. Well, phone radio stations, can you please play the new one by The Strokes? You just buy it, or you'll have the album. Why have you got to hear it on the radio? What difference does that make? Some guy talks at the end and the beginning of it.
Yeah.
Partially ruins the song. I can't understand who phones up for a request.
We're really alienating our listeners now, aren't we?
Nice
We're going,
one.
We don't care what you think, go and buy it. We're going to play what we want and we don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not being particularly funny or interesting. Oh. We haven't even got that to fall back on.
I'll tell you what it is, Rick, arrogance.
Laziness.
When you've got a hit TV show on your hand and you've won the awards and you're making the kind of money that you are at those massive corporate gigs.
Yeah.
Where they're paying you thousands of pounds to turn up for 10 minutes, you don't need this room.
I mean,
Steve,
and,
Steve, don't you get that then?
I'm afraid I don't, Claire.
No,
I'm afraid I don't.
We carved it up early on that Steve would not be making the sort of money that I would.
Yes.
And he shook on that.
That was written contractually.
Yeah. So I think
you did shake on that.
Oh yeah. Yes.
It would be horrible to go back. I don't think he realised quite the difference.
Yeah.
But
the
you
huge
know,
success.
I don't think he'd want me to Welsh on it.
Right.
I don't think he'd be happy with himself if I gave him any.
I couldn't live with myself if you gave me some of that cash.
Well, what should we play then? What should we play some stage? Should
we
play
just
the Strokes
save it
or something?
By playing the Strokes.
Oh, that's cool then. That's
awesome. Oh, thank God for that.
Electric Soft Parade. Same way every day. Is that what you want? Is that what you want?
Do you mean me or the listener?
The listener.
Sure.
Is it what? So they didn't like. So they want good music. They see.
Apparently, Rick. They would prefer. Good music to
They
Pink.
Want good music, do they? Are you sure they want good music?
They appear to want good music, Rick. Why, hang on, wait a minute, what are you thinking?
I'm gonna think of playing a really good record next.
Oh, wait a minute,
No. They've woke me up now. They want good music. They want, right, so I will do a little deal with them.
Okay.
I will play them a fantastic piece of music. As long as they promise to turn the stereo up to number 10.
Wee. What about the neighbours, Rick? Think about the neighbours.
What, you think they'll annoy the neighbours?
They may annoy
Steve,
the neighbours.
Maybe I want them to annoy the neighbours.
Wait a minute.
What?
Rick, you know what that was?
What?
It's the sound of the rule book being torn up.
Yes! Yeah.
Rick.
Yeah. Yeah, you think I'm playing with fire?
It sounds like it.
Maybe I like getting burned.
Oh, careful, Rick, careful. Because you could scold your hands, but what about your elbows? I'll tell you what that meant. I wish I knew what I meant. I didn't really
right,
think that through.
This is a great piece of music by one of the greatest bands ever. Okay, it's one of their best songs.
Yeah, that's
okay.
True.
It is long.
It's a long tune.
Well, you know what?
What, you can't handle
what,
that?
You can't, you don't want 8 minutes
ooh,
of
you
the
don't
Who.
Want 8 minutes of cracking music?
Yeah, listen to this.
Please switch off your radio.
No, seriously, turn the radio up.
Turn it, crank
it up, go.
Rock it up.
That makes up for Pink, doesn't
it? Oh, man alive. Oh, that's
an amazing track.
It's incredible.
And it is, I mean, incredible.
It's textbook rock and roll.
But that, when I was growing up, I had two favourite lyrics all the time, and one of them's in there. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
Yeah, it sends a shiver down your spine.
It's fantastic. And the other one was, it's on America's Tortured Brow that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow.
Nice.
You know that is?
Nice. Ew.
Phone in, this would be a competition. What should we give away?
Office.
We haven't got any, have we?
Just why don't you just sign that's your like signature on a piece of paper or something? That's got to be worth something in a couple of years.
£4.
Yeah.
£4 you get on eBay.
It would cheapen the piece of paper.
Yeah. It, not if it's a rubbish bit of paper.
I've had an
which
email
I probably would sign.
There's an email here from Davey
Monroe. Look, it's lit up. No, wait a minute. Look at that.
Oh my God.
They've gone mad. They answer it. Put them live.
Oh.
They might know the answer.
Hang on.
We'll give them some CD.
How do you
why do you figure that out? Let me just read this email. Go on. If you're having to play, it says here, if you're having to play extra ad breaks and 8 minute long songs, it just goes to show who provides all the material for that radio show of yours. Did Carl secretly write The Office as well? And I think to myself, it's like, what do you want from us?
Just see if
that's one of the most incredible rock and roll tunes ever laid down on vinyl, and you're whinging.
I know.
Because you'd rather have our inane banter. What kind of a person are you?
No, they'd rather have Carl's inane banter.
Clearly.
Don't big your roll up. No, they don't want that at all, Steve.
I've just had a phone call from a very nice girl saying, where's Carl? I said, well, you know, he's back next week. What's wrong with me? She went, no, you're lovely, Claire, but Carl calms the other two down.
Sure.
Really?
Sure. Can we just see if someone's on the phone?
Yeah, go on
there?
Then. Right, what are we going to give him? We're going to give him some CDs. We'll take the name. Right.
Anyone there? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, God, there's someone there.
Oh, I've got to put my headphones on.
Oh, hang on. Oh,
what was the lyric again?
Stay there, please.
All right.
It's on America's Tortured Brow that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow.
Life on Mars, David Bowie.
Life on Mars, David Bowie. It's easy as that. What's your name?
It's John Ball.
John Ball.
John, I'll be honest with you, we got nothing. We got nothing to give you.
It's not good enough.
No, yeah. We're getting some. We're giving an office CD.
It doesn't.
And
we can't keep doing that, Rick. It's
we've got nothing
yes,
else. They
can.
Don't give. They don't give us anything, do they? They don't. They are. Oh. It's a wonder we get into the building. No one's around on Saturdays. No one cares.
Office DVD.
Yeah,
what would you really like, though, if you could have anything?
Yeah, Office DVD.
See?
There you go.
Brilliant. Okay.
Stay on the line, mate, and I'll get your details, okay?
Excellent. That was a competition. We did- that was like real radio.
Well done.
It was like real radio. Now we've got to play David Bowie, haven't we? That's what they do.
You Foxy. Are, I can see what you
no,
mean.
No, but Foxy would have it
well,
you're lined
gonna
up.
You're going to have a heart attack.
Am I?
Live on air. It'll, yeah. It'll be dramatic radio, and that's Sony award-winning, I know that. Any kind of- I think you remember when Tony Blackburn had his breakdown on there, I think, did he win awards for that? I mean, it was pretty impressive
probably.
Stuff. It was pretty intense.
Yeah, what breakdown
yeah,
award?
Have a breakdown, yeah.
Excellent.
This year's best breakdown on the year.
Tony Blackburn.
Yeah, but,
Or Tessa, marry me.
Yeah, it was something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did he play the same song again and again and again? Must have been fascinating radio. That sounds like Capital Now.
High five.
We've done
there. Oh, well done.
Are we owned by Capital?
Remember what happened last time?
Sure.
And now Richard Park, who owned Capital, is the grandmaster. What?
The grandmaster?
He's grandfather. No. He's a
headmaster
of Fame Academy.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Okay, let's play a record now, because you have to lie down. Because you're just getting so worked up and now. I can tell when there's an excitement and enthusiasm and sweat, beads of sweat run down your brow.
It started off so badly, we had nothing, but then I did a competition, gave away some things. You've got an email that really annoyed you, haven't you?
Well, we can talk about that later.
Yeah.
But yeah, whenever I see beads of sweat, I know, because that's not the Ricky Gervais I know.
Okay.
It worries me. You never work yourself up into any kind of sweat.
Okay,
so you need to just chill out.
Let's, we're going so well now, aren't we? What about a bit of Beck?
Let's go, a lovely bit of Beck, just
yeah.
To chill everything out, just
yeah.
Calm everything
yeah.
Down.
Yeah, yeah,
all right,
yeah.
All right, relax.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
There you are, yeah. He's gone.
Yeah, yeah. Beck, beautiful that.
Good tune.
Brilliant.
Good tune. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Lost Cause, XFM 104.9. It's going well, isn't it?
Oh, I'm loving it.
Right, let's do some else then. Adverts.
Yeah. Adverts, I'd love to hear some adverts.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
There it is. Life on Mars, with that great lyric by David Bowie.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Although, it's not quite as good as, what was the one, was it Jeff Lynne? The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one. And yet they come.
Yeah, and still they
come. And still they come.
I wonder what you get. Would you get that at Ladbrokes?
I'd like to.
A million to one.
But it's a million to one and still they come. Claire.
Yeah,
and
yeah. They didn't know the odds. I go, what are you doing? It's a million to one.
It's what?
Some guy there's a million to one on you. We should have put a bet on where you didn't. You didn't tell me you were coming.
You should have notified us. We could have split it 50-50. I could have
fiddled it a little bit. I could have gone, wow, I could have probably got them up to a million and a half.
Gorg, what
were you thinking? Now you're here. We're never going to get good odds.
Oh, Gorg, the chances of that. The chances of that happening were a million
to one. What have you come for? They've probably come for that.
Well, why didn't you sneak in?
They've come for that quash drink, haven't they, again?
You could have snuck down.
What are you doing?
Let us know and flown back and then made another
entrance. You know that fella? We come for that drink you call quash. I bet he'd get off with snork. Wouldn't he?
Are you thinking of weird stuff again? You're thinking of crazy ideas again? What about those smash aliens? What about, you got something on them, have you?
They went out, right, without an umbrella.
I knew it would.
Anyway.
David Bowie,
beautiful. This is spiralling. Can I just mention Lynn, who's just phoned, because she was queuing up all night outside the Apollo for Bowie tickets, and she got a pair, so she's dead happy. Can you dedicate that to everyone who's queuing up?
Best of luck to them.
Jeez. And I wanted to tell you about the time Bowie came into XFM to talk to Zoe Ball.
David came in, did he? Was this recently?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
I'm not going to mention her name. She works in the office, Charlotte. When he walked by her desk, which you have to do when you come to the studio, she didn't actually meet him, shake his hands, or make eye contact, but she actually cried because he was in her vicinity.
Really?
And she actually burst into tears when he walked by. Isn't that? I've made women do that.
So, you know.
You've got something in common.
Well, a little something in common with David Bowie.
They whimper and weep when you're in. You know what I mean? It's sort of like.
There's a lot more screeching as well.
Yeah.
There's a lot of screaming.
Tell them about that emo you just
what
got. But, right, I got to tell I nearly said the fans! People who happen to be listening to XFM waiting for the person after us. Who's on next?
Natasha. With the football show.
Right, Steve was genuinely annoyed. I laughed, right? Steve was genuinely annoyed. He doesn't like rudeness or people insulting him from a distance.
I'm not sure I can find it.
Oh, what was it? Oh, you got to find it.
Well, hang on, let me,
This is good radio as well, the sound of a mouse clicking in the distance.
I'll just keep talking.
Come up with some magic. What was Scooby-Doo all on about? A talking dog? That's a bit weird, isn't it? Oh, what is that? What was that? Wacky races? Wait a minute. So why did they run, the cavemen, if they had a car?
I've got it. Right, okay. This is an email that was sent through.
Right.
This is my feeling. I think if you're going to email an insult, you've got to at least be clear what the insult is. You can't make me do the work. You can't make me try and guess or figure out.
No. It's like sending someone hate mail and they have to pay postage.
Yeah, exactly.
You go, well, if you're gonna
Exactly. Or making, an obscene phone call, but
The postman asks you 25p before he hands you a letter bomb.
Yeah.
Go on.
It says, Merchant.
Merchant!
It opens with Merchant. Who are you, call sad! Exclamation mark. At least my mother still don't cut my hair. Merchant. Who are you, call sad? At least my mother still don't cut my hair.
Is it an anagram?
I don't know. I feel like it's been translated from the French.
It's a Japanese fellow who hates you. And he's got a Japanese English dictionary. It's just literal. Yeah. So, how does he know your mum cuts your hair then? You've never said that on air, have you?
It's not true, Gervais.
Can I just say, I think your hair looks really nice, Steve. I've known you for about 5 years now, and it's lovely.
I laughed at you needing someone to say it. It looks fine. Yeah, it looks good.
What do you mean it looks fine?
It does look good. It looks good. He's got a little bit of product on it, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has.
Maybe I have. Maybe I have.
A little bit of hair gel.
Maybe Gavin had his fingers all over it yesterday. Yeah, I have my hair cut by Gavin of West Hampstead.
Is what it's called, Gavin? Obviously, a bloke who works in.
It's a Gavin who works in.
Do
a
you use
shop.
That fudge right. stuff? On
Sorry,
your hair.
Is that, no. But seriously,
I use a form of clay, a moulding clay.
Gavin recommended it.
Gavin recommended it, and I've been very happy so far.
Hold on, though.
Rick, what do you use?
I don't.
Yeah.
Don't. I just sort of.
Well, that's obvious.
No, I just sort of like comb it back and whatever way it falls, really.
Yeah.
But
you had more questions about Gavin?
Yeah, no.
I was up seeing Gavin yesterday, just having a haircut. There's nothing untoward. I popped past Habitat. There's a Habitat, and it's quite a trendy kind of, designer furniture shop or whatever.
Sure.
And I popped in there. I thought I'll pick up the sort of brochure, the catalogue. There was a big stack of the new catalogue.
You were stunned by the prices you're gonna tell me, aren't you?
No. I'll tell you what, I was about walking out with the guy went, hey, where are you going with the hair? It's a great looking haircut, but where are you going with that catalogue? I went, what do you mean? He went, it's £2. You've got to pay £2 for a catalogue from Habitat. And I said, well, I could go down to Argos. I can get as many as I want for free. I can go crazy in Argos. I can get them Littlewoods, the mail order people. Yeah. They'll send it to my home.
Yeah.
I got to pay two. There's lingerie in that one. You know, you've just got like some furniture and stuff. And I'm paying £2 for it. If there were some ladies draped over the kind of filing cabinets, I'd be interested. I'd pay £2.
Now, what did you say there? You didn't say I can go down to Argos and get as many as I like. What did you say?
Yeah, I did. I said, well, what are you talking about? This is, like, what, and why am I paying £2?
That isn't weird charging for a catalogue.
But this is a catalogue just to tell me what I might want to buy.
It's sort of their calling card. It's like paying for a poster or a sticker.
Exactly. This is what, it's almost like paying an entrance fee to go into the shop.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
It's a good idea.
It's a good, I mean, because it's good to just walk around and browse. So, I mean, I'd pay £1 to walk around a really good shop.
Yeah, but I'll tell you this, the, if Habitat maybe had some kind of, like, sort of centrefold.
Why don't you do this?
I'd be interested.
I'll tell you what, in a great shop like Habitat, you pay £1, right? If you buy anything, that comes off the thing. If you don't buy anything, you've paid £1 to stop wasting their time.
It's an incentive to buy.
I wouldn't like it.
Sure.
I wouldn't go in there. I think it's a terrible idea.
Well, anyway, that's
what should we play?
That was a sideways look at the world of High Street shops.
I think you should both play the award-winning Ms. Dynamite.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
go on.
She's cracking.
Yeah. Ms. Dynamite. Good, that, innit?
It's cracking. Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah. Mercury award-winning.
Absolutely.
Well done.
Yeah, good luck to her. Good luck to her.
I must admit, I went in the streets. But she did a very good second choice, and you know, wish you all the luck in the world.
All the luck in the world.
I'm looking at your hair.
It's not bad, is it?
And you have bigged it up. So I assume you didn't go to a barber. You've gone this is
a hairdresser's. This is Gavin of West.
Okay, I'm going to ask you now, right? And I'm not going to take the mickey, even if it's £100. I think you're a fool, and I know you wouldn't pay that much. But it's obviously more than the fiver, then, isn't it? How much did you pay,
Ricky Gervais, for this haircut? I paid the princely sum, and I was proud of it. 22 notes.
Ooh.
But
that's all right.
But I went up to 24 because I was pleased with what I had. Little tip for him.
£2 tip.
I could have just given him one of those Habitat catalogues. He'd have been pleased with that.
I love
just slap that on the desk.
Yeah, and he'd have gone, thanks very much. You'd have to go, I'm gonna be honest, Gavin, that is not free.
Exactly.
If that had been an Argos catalogue, then throw me out of it. It'd be an insult.
Exactly.
Look at the price. I'd go £2, yeah. That £2 is yours.
That's yours. You're taking that home.
Would you prefer the money? What should we do?
Yeah.
We usually play a new one around this time. What new adverts have we got?
Plenty here.
Oh, excellent. Come on, let's
come on. Are you in?
No.
XFM. Badly Drawn Boy. I imagine that starting a British film. Do you know what I mean? They're jumping on a London bus and they're going around London.
Well, of course, the film about a boy, he did the soundtrack for. So if you were a little bit more up on films and stuff, you'd have already known that idea's been done. And you wouldn't have embarrassed yourself and there wouldn't be egg on all our faces.
Oh,
but
no.
But thanks very much.
Sorry about that, I'm eating. I'm very messy, aren't I?
Yeah.
What have you got, Steve? What have you got for
me? Rick, I'm glad you've asked. Thanks for asking. This is a Stevie Wonder track. Now, I hope people aren't as offended by Stevie as they were by Pink.
I'm sure they won't be.
I mean, for goodness sake, he's one of 20th century's greatest artists.
Yeah.
This is from an album, not one of his more famous, Fulfillingness's First Finale.
Yeah.
And this is a track called You Haven't Done Nothing. But Rick, here's a little quiz for you, a little pop quiz for you.
Oh.
There is a very famous backing vocal group here. I mean, they were famous in their own right, but here they're doing backing vocals. I'd like you to identify them. And there's an Office DVD wigging its way to you, Ricky. If you can spot who it is.
Right, okay, the pressure's on.
Oh, magnificent. Do you not enjoy that?
Excellent.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Stevie Wonder, You Haven't Done Nothing from Fulfillingness's First Finale. It's quite tricky, that, the backing vocals.
Well,
they're
I
not
never
particularly
get that.
Prominent,
well,
are
it
they?
Well, and it could be anyway. That's why I just go for someone that's a vocal group that, I don't know. Is it obvious or is
it's very obvious.
What, that it would be that they would back him?
It's not obvious that they would back him, but it's obvious that, I mean, they are huge stars, or they were huge stars.
And what is, was it, let's say, what, mid-70s? Early 70s?
Talking mid-70s. 1974 is the album. as an office DVD when it's
not the Jackson 5.
It's the Jackson 5.
Is it really?
There they are. Well done.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. I mean, that's how big Stevie was, that he could ask the Jackson 5 just to stroll in.
There you go.
For some fairly nondescript backing vocals.
First album I ever got, Jackson 5.
Was it? Which one?
It was the one with Rockin' Robin on it.
Nice. Did you rock to that? I imagine you did.
I walked around
to that. How old were you? What were you talking, 18?
I was about, I suppose, I don't know, 11 or 12, and I had one of those little cassette players, so you had to press down, play, and what's it, and it had a little handle that came out.
They're brilliant, yeah.
And I had one CD with it. And
well, one tape.
One tape, yeah.
Sure. And, and you bought it yourself, did you?
No, no, that was Christmas present.
Lovely. Lovely. Yeah. And that was the only one you had for, like, imagine, like a year or something. Just that one tape, endlessly playing. What was your first, record purchase?
It was, a Disco Fever compilation. Well, actually called Disco Fever, and I got it because I loved Yes Sir, I Can.
What, are you embarrassed about having your mobile on, or what?
Something's vibrating, and I'm assuming it's a mobile.
So it's my boyfriend. I did turn the ringer off.
So what, it's a Disco Fever compilation?
Yeah, yeah, featuring Baccarat, Yes Sir, I Can Boogie.
Cracking.
Yeah.
And, Space Float On, I think, which is what I want, what
float
I wanted.
Float On, that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's one, yeah.
That's the Floaters, isn't it?
The Floaters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always made me laugh.
Larry. Yeah. My name's.
Yeah. I don't know.
Magic Fly by Space.
Alright.
Do you remember that
one? No, I don't.
No.
Yeah. No.
Okay. I don't know if my first purchase is cool or not, really, because I suppose it seems like it was. It was the, Greatest Hits of the Stranglers.
That is so cool.
Are the Stranglers quite cool?
That's scary, because, I finished school by the time that came out, I think. That's scary. The Greatest of the Stranglers, no, I never was a Stranglers
fan. I think that's more to do with the fact that my parents didn't have any records in the house. They had, I think they had the Jeff Love Orchestra plays big war theme tunes. They had one of those Top of the Pops albums with a woman wearing a neckerchief on the cover.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much it. And the 1812 Overture, you know, played on the fiddle or something.
I had one of those with Mozart's 40th on it. Because that was released at the time. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
If he'd made it that far, that'd
yeah,
be a wild
that'd been great.
I'd love to hear that on record.
How old was he when he died?
He was quite young, wasn't he?
I didn't live long.
18
that time,
was he? Was he? Was a genius.
No.
He was a boy wonder.
Yeah,
he's a boy wonder.
It was like Alan Jones. It was all over by the time he was 11.
What a lot of people don't realise about Mozart was that he also, in his spare time, used to solve crimes. Yeah, that was why he was so. That was what musical crimes. He was concerned plagiarism
oh,
issues,
circle,
things like that.
We
have indeed. We've brought that right back.
I hate to interrupt you, boys, but we have got to squeeze one more song in.
What should we do? What should we have?
What have we got there, Claire?
I've got this one I want to play you.
What is it?
Electric Six.
It better be good, because if you end a show with it, I mean, we've had lots of faux pas.
This
really
is going to be possibly the biggest song of 2003.
You think so?
Rick?
Go on then.
Man alive. Electric Six. Thanks very much indeed, Claire, for
coming. Cheers, thank you.
No, it's a pleasure.
Is Carl back next week?
Yeah.
Oh, just Lee doesn't care, does he?
Can we just quickly say, so you're on Parkinson tonight then, Ricky, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And the office starts, what is it, Monday?
This is easier, isn't it? And there's a DVD winging its way to
me.
I guess, I do want one.
See you next week.